Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Display advertising in the US is set to grow by 70% by 2021. Research has found that celebrity endorsements have a negative impact on brand perception, and Amazon has just launched a translation service. Display advertising in the United States will grow by 70% by 2021, according to a study by Forrester Research. The study predicts that the majority of this growth will be driven by social media, mobile, and video advertising. Looking at social media advertising, Facebook is set to see the biggest rise in display advertising. Looking at mobile advertising, the majority of this growth is expected to come from in-app video ads. There is also set to be an increase in marketers seeking out specific high-quality websites on which to advertise in order to control fraud and ensure that they appear in brand-safe environments. The latter prediction probably stems from controversy that took place earlier this year when several major brands discovered that their ads were appearing on extremist and illegal videos on YouTube. Research by Roth Capital Partners has found that celebrity endorsements actually have a negative impact on brand perception. The study asked US millennials to rate how much more likely they were to buy a product if a celebrity endorsed it. Only 22% said they were more likely to buy the product. In contrast, 46% said a celebrity endorsement would make them less likely to buy it, and 32% said endorsements had no impact on the decision to buy. The study also found that the phenomenon applies to influencers. Almost 40% of US millennials said that paid endorsements eroded the credibility of the influencer. Amazon has launched a translation service. The Translate tool has been launched as part of Amazon Web Services and is able to translate text to and from supported languages. The translation service is based on a neural network that uses encoders and decoders to understand the context of every word and therefore understand the semantic meaning of the sentence. Amazon hopes that the translation tool will be useful to sellers on its e-commerce site who want to translate their product descriptions in order to sell internationally. With the launch of the translation service, Amazon is putting itself into direct competition with other large tech companies such as Google and Microsoft. Internet penetration in South Africa has hit 65%. This is according to Google's Connected Consumer Study, which defines internet penetration as the proportion of a population aged over 16 who uses the internet at home for private reasons. When looking at the demographics of South African internet users, the data reveals that many of these people are young. 60% of online South Africans are aged 16 to 34, a much higher proportion than the global average of 34%. The study revealed gender equality between males and females, with equal numbers of both sexes going online. And finally, the Chinese tech giants Baidu and Xiaomi have announced that they have entered into a partnership. The strategic partnership will see them working together to develop areas such as artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, deep learning, computer vision, and voice recognition. With Baidu moving away from being a search marketing company and moving towards AI, it makes sense to partner with Xiaomi, a company that is well known in China for its high-tech hardware. The two companies have actually partnered together before. It was recently announced that some Xiaomi products are running on Baidu's conversational operating system, Duo OS. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.